I came to Krishna consciousness by reading Prabhupada's books. Now, on reading these books, I just clearly understood the four regulative principles and the chanting of Hare Krishna, that is the japa. For anyone who wants to take up Krishna consciousness, these two things are the basis, as we all know. Now, these two aspects are entirely personal practice, and they, you know, depend only and only on the individual who aims at practicing it to much extent. Like many things are under the control of the person practicing it rather than by this. Krishna consciousness becomes in the real sense universal, as you know, any human being can practice it, and under all odd circumstances in any part of the world, with maybe some adjustments. But as I kept regularly reading Prabhupada's books, one more aspect of personal sadhana bhakti, which Prabhupada had always stressed, kept pricking me. This aspect had made me restless for years, as it seemed to be almost as important as japa and the four regulative principles, and which I was not personally following. Yes, it was a morning program. This morning program, as per the standards of Srila Prabhupada, comprises of the following things. First is rising daily at 4 a.m. Prabhupada clearly mentions 4 a.m. countless times. Cleansing and taking bath, then applying tilak, performing Mangal Aarti, then Tulsi Aarti, followed by chanting 16 rounds near Tulsi Devi, then Guru Puja, and at least 1 hour of Bhagavatam hearing or reading, which ends the morning program. To support this, there are a lot of references wherein Srila Prabhupada gives details of a morning program. But the biggest stumbling block for a practicing devotee is the time, place and circumstance, or desha, kala and patra phrase. Practically, my experience is that complete material energy or Maya Devi can enter a devotee's life through the certified gateway of this phrase. There is no limit to the extent of misuse of this phrase by us to hide our own weaknesses in following Prabhupada's instructions. But we need to know that there are these few select aspects for which Prabhupada had just not given any concession. Here I would like to quote a line from Bhurijan Prabhu's book, My Glorious Master. He says, Srila Prabhupada, as he said, was 80% liberal, but the remaining 10% was very, very strict. And perhaps this morning program falls in that 10%. Chanting 16 rounds are good 16 rounds for anyone and everyone, irrespective of time, place and circumstance. There was no relaxation in the four regulative principles, irrespective of time, place and circumstance. So similarly, the morning program also holds a significant position just beside the japa and the four regulative principles. At this point, I would like to address another stumbling block that may keep devotees away from practicing morning program. Is that, oh, this is, you know, expected from the brahmacharis or only senior devotees or only those devotees staying close to the temple. For others, into the bracket obviously like us, it is okay if we chant as per our convenience or rise at any time as per our convenience or as per the desha, kala and patra. It's okay. Chanting is important. But now, I would like to give some references from Prabhupada's books and Prabhupada Leelamrita that will speak for themselves. First is the reference from the book Nectar of Instruction. This is page 34, and Prabhupada writes, in this Krishna consciousness movement, we require everyone to rise early in the morning by 4 a.m. and attend Mangal Aarti or morning worship, then read Srimad Bhagavatam, perform kirtan and so forth. Thus we hold continuous activities in devotional service 24 hours daily. I would like to note at this point that there are no references found in which it is mentioned by Prabhupada that he is okay if the devotees don't rise daily by 4 a.m. and don't conduct a morning program. And the references that I will be now mentioning will dispel all darkness that may arise any devotee's mind aiming at concessions due to personal situations. Here is a reference from Prabhupada Leelamrit. When finally they returned to the Lower East Side, it was past midnight and there would be only a few hours for resting before Prabhupada would have to catch his 9 a.m. flight to Boston. Although Prabhupada rose that morning on schedule, most of the devotees were still asleep when he left his apartment. At the airport, Prabhupada commented that his disciples, rather than simply praising him, should try to follow his example and rise early. This is from Prabhupada Leelamrit Additional Pastimes, page 42. The most crucial point to be noted here is that Prabhupada is expecting this kind of dedication from Western devotees who are quite new to any kind of discipline and austerity on a continual basis in their lives, and especially an austerity of this kind. Apart from this, they were zealously serving Prabhupada by pushing forward the movement, by giving their lives, their energy and their strength. Still, we see that Prabhupada is not ready to let this go. Even though there are many reasons for escaping from this strict 4 a.m. rising time in the above example, as I try to use many times in my life, Prabhupada is still stressing his importance. Even though it means that the devotees were extremely fatigued, they were doing strenuous multiple services, they needed sufficient sleep for good health, there may be some minor health issues like cold and cough, unsound sleep, they may not find time enough in the day to have a nap, etc., etc. Prabhupada, even after knowing all these hideouts, still stresses that they were supposed to rise early at 4 a.m. As the reference goes, they had reached their apartment past midnight. So we can understand how many hours must have left for 4 a.m. This example speaks a lot about how important a morning program is for devotees. And this also rules out the imaginative stigma some devotees doing services in the temple may have, that we are doing so many sevas in the temple, it is okay if we are not able to do a morning program. All the devotees in the above example are directly serving Srila Prabhupada. Still, Prabhupada is stressing the morning program beginning with rising at 4 a.m. daily without fail. Another reference from the same Prabhupada Leelamrit is as follows. A Bengali widow walked to the Yamuna River to take her bath every morning, and every morning without fail she would return with a pot of water for the Radha Damodar Pujaris to use in bathing the deities. Although Vrindavan nights are cold in the winter, the woman never once failed to come with the water. For this activity she will return back to Godhead. One who cannot rise early in the morning is not very serious about spiritual life. One must rise before the Brahma Muhurta hour, that is very auspicious, and one will take trouble to do so if he is serious about spiritual life. Prabhupada Leelamrita, volume 4, page 155. When I read this, I was moved by the consistency of this lady and also deeply impressed by Prabhupada's comment that for this act of hers, she will go back to Godhead. I started thinking about so many time, place and circumstance based excuses this old widow could have given for not rising early and doing her service. Last night, I didn't have a nice sleep. My knees were paining for the whole night. Because of some sevas, I slept late last night. Rising early is straining my health. I have no relaxation left in life because of rising early regularly. It is bone-rattling cold in the morning. This cold is harming my health. And I think the list is endless. I could give innumerable reasons for not rising early consistently and failing to carry that pot of water. If I was in place of that lady. But we can always cope up for the less sleep by progressing spiritually, by which our sleep requirement reduces naturally. Until then, by taking short one or two naps in a day, or sleeping early by strictly adjusting our schedule, or taking a long nap in a day, we can make up for those losses. And year ago, I came across an audio by His Holiness Bhaktivikas Swami Maharaj. Someone is asking him that what to do if we decide to rise early at 4 a.m. and conduct the morning program and all. Cannot do so because of laziness. This was the question. To this, Maharaj replies with an answer by Srila Prabhupada to a similar question. Question put forward to Srila Prabhupada was that how to develop determination. To this, Prabhupada replied that by following the regulative principles. But then when asked that how to have the determination for following the principles, he said that if you cannot follow the regulative principles, then you are just an animal. Maharaj continues, you just have to decide whether you want to go back to Godhead and become Krishna conscious or not, or just remain an animal. This implies that every ISKCON devotee must have a personal morning program. This again refutes the general understanding among the devotees that it is customary or possible or applicable for only those living in the temple or living close to the temple, which again separates the 95% of devotees not living near the temple. Morning program means in the temple. And if due to some or many reasons we are not able to make it, and if due to some reasons or many reasons we are not able to make it to the temple every morning, then we have nothing to do with the morning program. No, every devotee must have a morning program. It is not optional or a concession based on time, place and circumstance. It is as important as chanting 16 good rounds. Now we can adjust the duration of the morning program as per the time, place and circumstance. As far as possible, we should try to do the entire procedure, but if not possible, some adjustments may be made. For example, instead of the complete arati from incense to the peacock fan, we may do the dhoop arati, which is just the incense, flowers and chamar. Tulasi puja as it is does not take much time. If we cannot hear or read Bhagavatam in morning for an hour or more, we may fix whatever minimum is possible, say one page or half page or whatever it is, or 5 minutes reading or whatever practical. But at no cost, we can skip a morning program for a single day in our lives. It is as important as chanting Hare Krishna. We need to apply this in our lives. We need to apply this in our lives and see the results for ourselves. We have heard everything from Srila Prabhupada. We have heard everything from him. We have tried to apply it in our lives. And we have seen things with the Shastra Chakshu and seen the difference that it has made in our lives. So if we henceforth have a morning program strictly in our lives, then we will be in the real sense following Srila Prabhupada and trying to please him. And most importantly, whatever we want is given to us by Krishna. He has given us sleep and he has given us wakefulness. He has given us intelligence and he has given us forgetfulness. All as per our desires. Mattah smritir jnanam apohanam cha. So if we develop a strong desire to have a daily morning program and chant our rounds in the morning, will he not help us? He will surely give us all the necessary facilities to follow Prabhupada's instructions. We need to desire to follow those instructions. Desire to follow those instructions in our lives.